Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour on a hump day Wednesday. Still tons to get into. We will get to the most important audio in the world coming up in just a couple minutes. Take a look back at what the Braves did last night, both on the field at Truist and then on the field in Rome in Mike Soroka's case, and then off the field for Michael Harris. Just a really solid 24 hours if you're a Braves fan. Atlanta United play tonight. Jason Longshore is going to join us in 20 minutes. Talk a little soccer with Jason. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They got kickoff tonight at 7:30, pregame at 7. Dukes and Bell, by the way, broadcasting live from Mercedes-Benz from 2 to 7 this afternoon. So they're going to be down there getting you ready for the match. We'll talk to Jason coming up in 20 minutes. Randy's Ramble at 1:30. What do the people need to know about Randy's Ramble?
Do we owe somebody an apology?
Oh.
Yeah.
We don't do a lot of apologizing around
here. Oh, I ain't apologizing.
At least you don't.
Yeah.
I do. I apologize all the time.
Do we owe an apology to somebody?
All right, we'll find out in half an hour, and then we'll get to an AMA. We need your questions. You could text us or tweet us. Solomon Brothers Diamond text lines open, as well as Twitter, at TBM929, at RandyMac81, at Brian_Gebhardt, at Jedi Sports Radio. If you want to ask us a question on social media, we'll get the phone lines open in 40 minutes as well, 404-741-0929. Those are your ways to ask us questions. All that said, let's get to the most important audio in the world here to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Swing and a drive. Bang and a hammer deep right. 1-0 Atlanta.
That's Robbie Grossman last night. Going deep. Left-handed. Fast, love to see it.
Fast base trotter.
Yeah, he's a fast base runner.
Yeah, fast base runner.
Not a lot of theatrics from Robbie.
Yeah, cool, man. And get them damn swords out my face, Euradia.
Yeah, don't want your swords. Not going to pimp my home run. Not doing any Euro steps around third base. But you know what? To each their own.
Yeah, they
you
love
hit
my,
a home run, you can celebrate however you want.
You see that, Ronald? That's how you do it, Ronald. We don't got no time for that up here in Cobb County.
Robbie Grossman. All the anti-Ronald Acuna folks love Robbie Grossman. That's the way to do it. Now, I love Robbie since he's been a part of the team. 885 OPS, that was his first home run as a Brave?
Yes.
Okay. First home run as a Brave last night, couple RBI, hit the baseball hard. And just another option there in left field and a designated hitter when you're needing to fill that role on a given night. But
you're just trying everything because you made the slick comment last, you know, talking about athletes suing media people.
Oh, yeah.
And you and Ozuna, you're just trying not to get him in the game tomorrow, huh?
No, I don't want to see Marcelo Ozuna play baseball anymore.
I don't want to see him in the
game
anymore.
Yeah, if I'm being perfectly honest about it, he's just not – what's the right word? He's not enjoyable to watch.
I like to watch him. I like everything.
You like watching him because he does silly nonsense. You like watching him play the outfield because he might fall over. And I do too, but we're in a pennant race, man.
He's basically turned into Manny Ramirez who can't hit.
Right.
Like, is what's going on.
Absolutely can't hit Manny Ramirez.
Yes. Yeah.
Which was the thing that Manny really could do. Manny also sneaky would lull you into a sense of security and throw you out at third base every once in a while. Like, there was like a 5-year period of time where Manny Ramirez led baseball in outfield assists because people were like, oh, Manny's probably drunk out there. Just run on him. And then he'd pew, peg you at third base. Not Ozuna. That dude doesn't have an arm. Can't catch. Anyway, whatever. People know how I feel about Marcelo.
Yeah, we know.
And he hasn't played the last two nights. And you know what's happened?
They've won.
Beat the Mets.
They beat the
both
Mets.
Both nights.
They beat the Mets, and then what happened is that they were like they were like the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think he was on that team when they knocked out like they played the Washington team, and Brian Mitchell had to play quarterback because they knocked out all the quarterbacks in the game.
Yeah, that was the other night.
The two games they knocked out both pitchers. Oh, my back!
Well, a couple nights ago they put a position player in, didn't they?
Oh,
they had a position player.
Oh,
which you shouldn't be allowed to do.
Back spasm.
You should have to throw pitchers out
back
there.
Back spasm.
They're just trying to save their bullpen because the Braves smacked them around. They got a position player out there. Anyway. 13-1, 5-0. Charlie Morton was probably the big story of the game, the win last night for the Braves. Did exactly what you said he was going to do. You got ducks pulling trucks.
Way to go, Charlie!
All kinds of stuff over there.
Hey, man, Charlie was phenomenal.
He was phenomenal.
He was so good yesterday. I'm talking about mowing him down, like you said earlier in the show. I mean, had him looking and had him looking, chasing everything was working. The curveball was cutting. The curveball was curving.
Yeah,
the curveball
was
curving.
Cutting.
The cutter was cutting. I mean, Charlie was in his bag yesterday, man. Charlie was in his bag. And you saw it on TV. Brian was obviously at the game. Saw that everybody wanted him to get that. I was like, well, come on, Snick, let him get this.
Let him get seven, please.
And then obviously he didn't get there. But Charlie was good, and you can hook that truck up to that duck.
Keep doing it.
Yep, hook it up.
If he keeps doing that. We're going to keep hooking ducks and trucks and all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
If he's pitching like that. Also, this happened last night. Matt Olson absolutely destroyed a baseball.
Swing drive. Majestic homer. How far? How high? On top of the chop house.
You know, ride it out. The worst thing you can do is try to sit there and try and figure out why.
What?
I've hit three good drives down the fairway, and the fourth one I get up there and I start trying to figure out how I did it, and I'm all over the place.
Oh, okay, talking about golf. Okay, but no, Matt Olson crushed that damn ball. Like, bad intentions, that ball.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest hit baseballs in Major League Baseball this season.
Yeah, no, he smacked it, man, and he's looking good, man. He is. You asked me earlier, and
has he been worth it?
Yes.
I think he has too.
Yes, he has. And I mean. Yeah, I love me some. You know how I feel about that other guy that was there. But this young man has really, like, taken the reins of that first base and obviously more comfortable with the surrounding, his teammates, his position, who he's hitting in front of, who he's hitting behind. It helps that you hit behind Dan's being in front of Austin Riley.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's been spectacular, man.
Not only that, he's, as you know, obviously signed a big contract in the offseason, locked up for the next 8 years. Guy playing second base, when he comes back, he's locked up for a lot of years in Ozzie Albies. Riley over there at third. Ozuna out there in right field. A bunch of guys, the young guys still on rookie contracts, so they're controllable for years. And then Michael Harris. Mm-hmm. Last night, in the middle of the game.
Yes.
Like, we're just watching the game. All of a sudden, I don't even know who the reporter was that first broke it.
Right.
He's not a Braves guy, just a baseball guy. Braves and Michael Harris are negotiating an 8-year contract extension.
Yeah.
It's the seventh inning. Like,
yeah,
right now they're doing
this.
It's
so great because I'm looking at him right now. He's having his press conference. This is a cool cat, man. Them hats he be wearing, the hats, and then he got like a.
Oh, he have his, because he had the cool,
Oh, yeah, he's so cool,
looks
man.
Looks like an R&B singer.
He, that's exactly what it like. He got the pillowcase silk shirt. Yeah, I mean, we know back in the day, everybody, when it was that time, you put on the black silk.
Yeah, so the hair doesn't get, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you put that black
silk. I've been there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you put that.
I've been around, Randy.
That satin pillowcase on there so the hair won't get messed up. That's what kind of shirt he got on.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
It's a nice looking shirt.
Dude, he is, he's so amazing. And, I mean, you want to talk.
Looks like Anthony Hamilton.
Without the
facial hair.
Yeah, I'm about to say without the rat eating beard.
Yeah.
Like rats be eating at his face and stuff.
But he can sing though.
He can sing. No, Anthony Hamilton sang.
Oh,
yeah, he sang.
Sang, not
yeah,
sing.
He sang. But I mean, this young man was just at AA the beginning of this season.
Yeah.
And now this cat got $75 million.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Is it any coincidence that he did the meow thing earlier this week?
That was a call
sign. And got
sign.
A $72 million contract?
He just didn't get that deal yesterday.
No, he knew it was coming.
He knew it was coming.
Does he do a meow sound effect in his press conference today?
I don't know, but all I know is that this is just amazing.
Never been happier than I am, right, meow?
But I'm
$72 million in my bank account.
Just think about this. This young cat was in AA this season.
Yeah.
All right.
2 months ago.
The center field, the
he was
outfield.
In Mississippi.
He was
riding on a bus.
That dude went from the SIP.
Eating peanut butter and jelly
sandwiches
every day.
To buying the peanut butter.
Now he owns a peanut butter
company.
Yeah, like, probably.
That's, I'm so happy for this young man. And then you think about his homegrown kid, Atlanta kid, all these different things. And this cat got 72 of them things.
Well, because remember, he told the story when he got called up about how he called his dad. He said, hey, you're not going to believe me, but I'm skipping AAA. And his dad was like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what happens. And, of course, he did skip AAA.
Yes.
Came up. They go on a 14-game winning streak immediately. Spencer Strider has been having an incredible rookie season. He's 23. Von Grissom, they haven't lost a game since Von Grissom came up. They're 7-0 with Von Grissom in the lineup. So these young guys, man, and look, the great thing is Alex Anthopoulos has, I don't know the right way to call it. Like, he's kind of created a new way of going about this.
Right.
Where you sign these guys way before they get to arbitration.
Yes.
So maybe they're willing to take a little bit less than they would get if they were on the open market.
I'm just curious what you're talking about, because if that's the case, why don't other teams do it?
I don't know. Maybe Alex he like created it.
I don't know.
Like, occasionally that happens. Like, managers are so smart.
Other teams want to pay their guys $500,000 for as long as they can.
Saying is this, though, because you look at Tatis. But Tatis is their same age, but he got a 14-damn-year deal.
Yeah.
But you look at the amount of money, it's only a 14. Like, I mean, I know I said earlier that if it was me, hell no, you know, I ain't turn down that money. Alex, why didn't you sign that, bro?
$72 million?
72?
Guaranteed?
And I'm 21?
And I played 70 games? Million? And sure. It could be $100 million? Yeah. The other thing about it is this. Like, because people always want to do this. Oh, you know, he's worth more than that. Okay, sure. He's probably worth more than $9 million a year. But he's under club control for the next 5 seasons. He wouldn't have hit free agency until much, much later. He's going to make more money in the next 5 years on this contract than he would have otherwise. Other teams, like Bo said, they're trying to nickel and dime you. They're trying to get you on a $500,000 contract.
Now he gets two big contracts.
Now he can get
two big contracts.
And if he outplays this contract in the next 5 years or so, just like Ronald Acuna, we talk about this all the time, there's nothing that says you can't get a second contract in the middle of that. That's what Mike Trout did. Other guys have done that when you outperform your contract.
Yes.
The Braves would love if that happened. Right now, you got a guy for the next 8 years, though, for a very reasonable deal.
Good for Michael.
And you add up, like, I saw all these tweets last night. And you add up all the contracts that they've given out this year, all the contracts for all these guys that are under control, and it's like less than Mike Trout is getting from the Angels in totality. Meanwhile, the Angels suck, and the Braves are potentially going to win their fifth consecutive NLS title.
Sounds so good.
God, it's good. And Soroka pitched last night. He was damn good. Just a lot of stuff to be happy about. Jake Odorizzi's on the mound tonight.
Let's go, Jake. I ain't never scared. I'm outside. Let's go. Yeah, go stand right there on right there at the what the hell is that street right there that goes to the battery off 75 right,
like,
there. Cobb
Parkway.
Go stand on the corner of Cobb Parkway waiting for the bus. You know what I mean? The bus.
Just a big boom box.
Yes. Yes. Max, come out and play. Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, Jake Odorizzi's ready for Max Scherzer tonight. Scherzer's not going to know what hit him. He's going to knock one of his – he's got one blue eye and one brown eye. After Odorizzi's done with him, he's going to have two brown eyes tonight. I don't know what that means. Max, doesn't mean anything.
What the hell does that mean?
I'm not sure.
He's going to pitch so hard that the eye color
changes? He's going to have two brown eyes.
Don't even know what he's looking at?
Maybe a black eye?
Okay, whoop so bad his eyes going to match.
Yep, exactly right. You guys got my back. Thank you.
I got you.
You want to hear Arthur Smith?
Of course.
Falcons head coach talking about you got to have guys that can do multiple things.
Well, there's a couple guys we're trying to cross. A couple guys we're trying to train. No different than the O-line. You know, depending on who's up on game day. You got guys that can play multiple spots, and you only got 48 guys up, and if you want to run multiple personnel packages, which we do, you got to be able to cross-train guys. So we'll do that with a couple different guys.
The more you can do. The more you can do on a football team, the more you'll play. Mm-hmm. It's so true. You just don't want to have to put a guy out there. Because that's what made the Patriots so good back in the day was that, like, if you could just play on third down or second down, Bill would play you right there, and he would get the most out of you. But you had to play special teams and everything else, so that's how you made the team. That's the same thing. I mean, the more you can do. The more positions that you can play and learn outside of playing a quarterback, the more you play.
Falcons in action on Monday against the Jets. Monday Night Football. Right.
Who's the Monday Night? Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting Troy and them as the new guys, right? And Troy and –
That starts now?
Doesn't that start? Hey, Brian. I don't know. The Troy and Buck start
pretty,
now?
Pretty sure it's this year. Yeah, I'll double check during the break. Yeah,
that'll be great. Did you see who they hired to do the Notre Dame games? We can talk about that later.
What the guy?
Chris Collinsworth's son?
Oh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lead play-by-play guy? Must be nice. All right. Atlanta United plays tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshore will join us next. Talk about that. We'll get to Randy's Ramble at 1:30 as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are the air from way outside, and we are here, rowdy and proud.
Let's hope that's what it sounds like tonight at Mercedes-Benz. Atlanta United gets set to take on Red Bulls. Got to win them.
As far as
I'm concerned, you got to win every home
game.
They
ain't no tricking off none of them. Yeah. No, you got to win.
Tricking season is over for this squad, man.
Atlanta United. They rested a lot of guys midweek match, so curious to see how this ain't even a point of somebody's got to rest. No, you got. We need all hands on deck.
No, I agree with that. The game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What
kickoff
up, Jay?
At 7:30, pregame at 7. Dukes and Bell, by the way, live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium from 2 to 7 this afternoon, so they're getting you ready for the game as well. But Jason Longshore joins us at 1:20 on Wednesdays to talk Atlanta United. Jason, how are you?
What's up, y'all? Doing well.
Can you put into words Andrew Gutman's impact? Because it just feels like since this guy, he's just such a – comes up with big plays, such a tough player. Like, what type of impact has he had since coming back?
It's crazy because the conversation really before his injury was he's been so good defensively, but it feels like there's more for him to give in the attacking third. And it just hadn't really happened yet with assists is really where my head was. I didn't expect two goals in the last two games in clutch moments. Right. I don't think really anybody did.
I did.
Randy, Jason,
that's my guy.
Randy declared his guy months ago.
Randy, go buy some lottery tickets if you expected that. Please.
Also what Randy said about Charlie Morton. Like Randy's been calling him lately, man.
All right, Randy, give me all your takes via text before you put them out there so I can sound smart, please. I didn't see it coming, but it's been such a nice addition to have because he's just such a smart player, and he pops up in the right moments. Go back to that goal in Cincinnati where he makes the run and knows he's just a little bit ahead of the play, actually saw things developing before anybody else did, and he holds his run at the very end to to stay onside and get the ball from Joseph and finish.
Mm-hmm. Why is it this team they're playing today, Red Bulls? I mean, obviously, there is a certain type of style that gives Atlanta United. What is it about them that Atlanta United has not figured out? Or maybe it's just – they maybe just have Atlanta United's number.
Yeah, I don't think it's a lack of figuring it out at this point. You know, the game earlier this season, I thought Atlanta dominated the match against the Red Bulls and then got the goal fairly late. And it was individual mistakes. And I think what it comes down to with the Red Bulls is they're always going to put you under pressure. And when I talk about that, you know, you think that's the way they play. They press. They step up high. They chase everything. It's not just like the actual pressure on the field of that. It's a mental pressure as well, because you never get a chance to breathe. You don't get a chance to ball's coming to you. There's nobody coming. Okay, cool. I can take my time here. I can get my head up. No, you never get that in a game. You're constantly under it. And that puts you to this amount of pressure where individual mistakes will pop up. I think the biggest thing tonight is going into the match, knowing there's going to be mistakes. It's just, it happens. You play teams like this, you're going to have mistakes, but how do you respond to the mistakes? Do you compound the mistake from Red Bulls being good at what they do by, you know, losing your head, making a bad decision in terms of tracking back, those sorts of things? Or do you just get over it and move on and get the next one right? And that's what Atlanta's got to do tonight. It's not going to be a perfect match, but it needs to be a three-point match for Atlanta.
Right. And that's kind of where my next question was going to be, is there's not a lot of games left. If you look at the standings, they're still within striking distance, but there's a lot of teams between Atlanta United and that final playoff spot. So if you can, lay out what needs to happen tonight and as the season goes on in order for Atlanta to actually get into the playoffs.
I think tonight you need to get a goal in the first half. You need to make the Red Bulls have to play a little bit, because they're comfortable in the style of play where they don't worry about possession. They bomb it forward. They chase you. They harass you. They foul you. They try to force you into that mistake that they can punish you with. If you get the first goal, especially if you get it early, then they've got to open up a little bit. They've got to do some things that they're not comfortable with, like actually play, you know, play soccer, like try to have the ball, try to create chances. They're not comfortable doing that. You've got to make them uncomfortable. And I think in general, the rest of the way, Atlanta's got to get early goals. We've seen this team has the guts and the fight back to get late goals and get things out of games. Get early goals, because as the schedule gets tricky, as you get later in the season, as more miles add up on these players, you've got to have some games where you get an early lead and you're able to just hold it, have a little more comfortable 90 minutes than what they've had to do lately. Because when you're always trying to come back, at some point that wears you out, both physically and mentally.
Jay, with the match in Columbus on Sunday, do you think there's a minutes count today on some of these guys, or they're so far against it that they can worry about resting on Monday?
Yeah, in a perfect world, probably. Right. You'd be thinking about it. And there's some guys coming back from injury that you have to think about that, whether you had a match on Sunday or not. You know, Ronald Hernandez, we've seen him back in the lineup now. Brooks Lennon is back into the group. Gutman had a little bit of a knock at the end of the match, you know, in Cincinnati. So those guys are probably not 90 minutes ready to go. I don't know where their count is, but that's different. You know, in general, you look at the amount of minutes that players on this team have played, and really outside of Alan Franco, everybody's missed some time at various points. So they're fresher than a player on another team who's maybe played in every game has been. So you just have to go with what lineups work against the upcoming opponents and have the changes ready to go. The good thing for Gonzalo Pineda is he's finally got some options on the bench now. He's finally got some things that he can bring off the bench, like Edwin Mosquera, who I thought has brought a ton of energy when he's come into these last few games. To have him available, to know that, hey, I don't necessarily need Luis Araujo to go 90 here again this week on Sunday if I've got Mosquera who can come on for that final 15 to 20 and really cause some havoc in the final third.
What was what they asked Thiago Almada to do slightly different last game at all? Because it just felt like wherever they found him with the ball was just immediate danger for the other team. Like every time he touched the ball, it seemed like it was a goal scoring opportunity. Was his, I don't know, was his placement a little bit different? Was his role a little bit different last time out? Whatever it was, do it again.
It's a little different because the midfield was one true holding midfielder in Santiago Sosa and then Thiago Almada and Marcelino Moreno. And Moreno's more comfortable in those 1v1s in the final third. He leads MLS in fouls earned in the final third, creating dangerous free kicks. You want him in those spots. You want Thiago in those spots too, but Almada is just such an intelligent player for his age. He's such a talented player. It feels like he picks up the ball wherever Atlanta United needs it, whether that's in the final third, whether that's with a finish like he had in Cincinnati, hit the post with another one,
yeah,
delivering the killer pass, or whether it's picking the ball up off of the back line and starting the attack. Thiago Almada is a very, very special player, and I just don't know if he's getting enough credit, even in Atlanta or nationwide, people who cover this league, of everything he does. He wins tackles. He picks up interceptions. He leads the team forward out of the back. He delivers the killer pass, and he gets goals for you. I mean, there's not much he's not doing at this point.
That goal he scored over the weekend was disgusting, man. Hopefully he puts another one in the back of the net tonight.
Class.
Yeah, Jason, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, J.O.
We'll be dialed in tonight. Have a great call.
Have a great call, brother.
Thanks, y'all.
Jason Longshore there, Atlanta United radio broadcast team. Again, they got a game tonight at home against the New York Red Bulls. Pregame at 7, kickoff at 7:30. Dukes from Bell live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, starting in about half an hour from right now to 2 to 7. So all your Atlanta United coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to Randy's Ramble.
It's time for Randy's Ramble. When no one in the world, including his family and coworkers, know what the hell Randy is about to talk about. Anything from this.
Gang banging in Little Rock.
To this.
Hey, you got draws on?
To this.
Y'all know what I meant when I said girth.
Randy is saying it with his chest on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Manti Te'o had an absolutely astounding senior year. His grandmother and girlfriend, Lene Kakua, had died the same night. He dedicated his season to them. It was an amazing story.
I mean, they were with me, you know. I miss them.
One problem, his girlfriend did not exist.
Man, oh man. I sat down and watched that last night, talking about Manti Te'o. And that's what I said when I started, should we own, because people were going at him so hard.
He's been a punchline for a decade.
For so hard, yeah, man. And so to sit there and watch, first of all, listen to the person who catfished him, who was related to a whole bunch of football players. Mark Tuiasosopo.
All the Tuiasosopos. That's
right.
Was
people.
That's right, yeah.
And so for him to catfish him the way he did.
You know, random, Tuiasosopo is the manager of the Gwinnett Stripers.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know
just
that.
A little tie-in.
But
with
yeah, listening to this, him tell the story of why he catfished him, and then Manti Te'o falling for it, I just sat there and I was like, damn, out of all this stuff, because probably nobody knew the ins and outs, so we just thought he got catfished. But the way this person catfished him was so foul. It was so foul to use a fake profile with the pictures and everything like that. Then fake your voice, and he did the fake voice on the thing. I would have got tricked too if I was Manti. Now, I wouldn't have got tricked because I would not.
Was it like sexy or what?
It would sound like a woman. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
Sound like a woman. But I'm not going to get caught up like that because I got to see you. All right? Ain't no bad connections. Ain't no. I don't know this. I know if it was me. I would have sent some private pictures. Some private part pictures.
Sure, yeah.
Okay? I would have had some freaking sexting and everything like that. All right? I know Manti Te'o, he's into Jesus and all that. People that are into Jesus act like they don't do it when they do. My thing was this. For all those years, you mean to tell me that you, like, I want to come see you. Okay, she don't want to come see you. Dude, that means for a fact, Andy, that she either is not who she is or she got a man. And Manti didn't know that. Because
right.
Why? Because he's green. Like, he never was up, you know, he never was booed up before.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably his first time booed up in about 3 years since he left Hawaii. And you get this catfish person, then got you all calling. They would show a text message every text ended with babe, like he was in love. And then the fact is, when he got big as he was, the senior year and all those things, women started coming around, so he started to walk away. And she pulled him back in by saying she had leukemia and was in a car accident.
Wow.
And he felt so bad and so sorry that he left all the chicken heads alone and went back. And then when he wanted to see her, when it was time to see her, when he was trying to check on hospitals to find this woman or this person, her brother, who was actually her, called him and said that she died. Right before a game. No, an hour after his grandmother passed away.
Damn.
Before a game. I'm sorry, Matt Tateo. I apologize for all the jokes I made about you. Because for somebody to be that in-depth in catfishing you, he ain't never heard of catfish before then.
Right, catfish wasn't really a thing until
then. Yes. I'm sorry, brother.
Wow.
Because he struggled at San Diego. He explained why. Because he was just all over the place. I talked to my people out in San Diego. I said, what's wrong with him? I said, Randy, he just... So, again, Matt Tateo, I'm pouring out some liquor for you, man. It's going to be cheap liquor, but I'm pouring liquor out for you.
Our bad,
man.
Sorry, Manti.
Dang.
I got to watch that.
Yeah, it's
that
so
sounds
great.
Incredible.
It's so good.
That's so messed up, man. It's so messed up so to foul. Do that to somebody. Pour it out. All right, we'll be right back. We'll answer all your AMA questions. Any question, any topic, you can still text us or tweet us. Phone lines are wide open, 404-741-0929. We'll answer anything you got. Coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Financing, 250 free hair grafts, and $250 off. Schedule your free consultation today. Call 470-660-4247. That's 470-660-HAIR. Or go to advancedhair.com.
Another sports flash. Just moments away.
Navien tankless water heaters, the proven leader in condensing technology. Request a Navien because you deserve the best in endless hot water delivery. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Count on Navien.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Kenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flat weave shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a stock?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Check on all the Moroccan 8x10s.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Steven Gagliano. It's match day for Atlanta United as they welcome the New York Red Bulls to Mercedes-Benz Stadium tonight, looking for their first regular season victory over the Red Bulls in franchise history. Technical director Carlos Bocanegra joined Dukes and Bell Tuesday and shared why tonight's opponent presents a unique challenge.
They are a tough team to play against. They've got a unique style. They're probably the exact opposite of us in terms of style of play and philosophy, but they do a good job making life difficult for us.
The Five Stripes dropped a 2-1 result at Red Bull Arena in late June. The Braves shut out the Mets last night behind a 12-strikeout performance from Charlie Morton, and they'll go for the series win tonight with Jake Odorizzi on the mound, but the Braves lineup will have to go through Max Scherzer. No changes on the Falcons' depth chart heading into joint practices and Monday's preseason game with the Jets. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Steven Gagliano from the Kia Studios on your home of tonight's match between Atlanta United and the New York Red Bulls. Kickoff at 7:30. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
I ought to have some freaking Sexton.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Got to keep the marriage fresh, man. You never know. Just don't make sure if you and your old lady, y'all doing that, just open the phone around your boys.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, open your phone around the boys, man.
Don't accidentally send a text to the wrong number.
Oh, no,
the wrong
I don't do that.
Group of people.
No.
The thing that happens at my house a lot now is my daughter is into scrolling pictures. She likes to look at pictures of her and us and that kind of stuff. So you got to get a different folder.
Hey, dog.
Don't let her scroll the wrong place.
Been there. Been there. Hey, man, what the hell you doing in my damn phone, boy? Knowing you gave it to him. Yeah, hell, man.
You handed it to me.
I handed it. Throw it on my phone, boy. Yeah.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. Fittingly, the AMA, every single day to wrap up the show. Any question, any topic. We'll get to the social media questions in a minute. We'll start with Micah, who's in Dallas. Hey, Micah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Got a couple questions for you.
Sure.
First, hearing you guys talk about Patrick Reed and hearing Randy talk about soft athletes over the years, I was wondering, who's the softest active athlete out there? And on the flip side, who's the hardest active athlete out there? And then second question, what are going to be the two best games to go watch the Bulldogs play this season?
Hmm. All right. So the softest athletes, Ben Simmons.
Got to be Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
Yeah, it's got to be
Patrick
Ben Simmons.
Reed.
Uh-huh.
I know we were talking to somebody.
I don't know, Chase Claypool.
Chase Claypool, yeah, he's soft.
He's been on the list a lot lately. Yeah, I don't know, but there's plenty. Yeah. A lot of them play in the NBA. The
hardest, roughest dude.
Currently?
The guy that the Braves are facing tonight.
Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer. Yeah, he's pretty tough. I'm trying to think of somebody, because you hear stories about, like, wow, he did what? He gutted through what kind of injury to get out there and play? Like, it's got to be some. Just to be in the NFL and play 17 games, you got to go through all kinds of crap, as you well know. I don't know. I'm trying to think who the guy is, right? Because there's all these stories like Ronnie Lott cut his pinky off just to get on the field and stuff. You don't hear a lot about that stuff these days.
Ain't nobody cutting on no limb to play no football.
Nobody's cutting off a pinky.
Like the toughest thing I've ever seen. I've seen players play through a whole lot of stuff. I promise you that. I played through a whole bunch, broken bones, all that stuff. The toughest thing I ever saw somebody do was freaking Junior Seau. We were playing in New England, and Junior split his finger open, right? And Junior, like it was, I'm talking about Andy, damn it, split in half. Junior told the trainers to stitch the glove to his finger.
Oh,
so he had the glove, which inside was leather.
Right.
Did you ever seen a football glove? And it stitched through his finger,
just
through his skin.
Keep it together.
Just to keep it together.
Just stitch it together.
Yes.
I got to finish this game. We'll figure it out later.
Yes.
That's.
Yes.
Disgusting. Yeah. And very tough. It's also very tough. The two Georgia games, if you're going to go to two Georgia games this year.
This one in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the South Carolina game.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, even though it's going to be fun after the first quarter, it's going to be 6-7 or something. And that Roots go, and then we're just going to kick them in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that's true. It's a noon kick, though, so maybe go a different one.
Ooh.
Auburn and Tennessee are home games. So probably one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee home game is probably on the list for me this
solid.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's probably the best home game.
Jacksonville, we're still trying to get down to Jacksonville.
We'll try.
We've been trying to get down to Jacksonville for 4 years
one
now.
One day.
Maybe this will be the
year.
Have
you been to Jacksonville?
Like the city
of?
Yes. Yeah, one time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, don't
I'm
be
good.
In a rush.
I'm good on Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm good on Jacksonville.
it's good for that weekend.
I want to go to the cocktail party.
Yeah.
I want to go to the game.
It's a blast.
Yeah, I'm not like trying to go to Jacksonville on a random weekend in March. Trying to go to the cocktail party.
Okay.
No, it's Jacksonville and Charlotte are in the same.
Yes.
They're on the same list.
Yes.
All right, who's next? Brian in Winder? Yeah. Brian's in Winder. Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
Great.
All right.
Hi, Brian. What do you got, bud? Brian?
Brian, you called up here.
All right.
I lost you.
Let's drop him and go to Norris in Buckhead, who's on line two.
Hi, Norris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
All right. So just to add on to the first caller, the toughest athlete in sports right now is Tommy Pham, just because he slapped Jock in the face. But otherwise, I got it figured out for the DH situation, Andy. So what we do is when Ozzy comes back, we let Vaughn keep playing at second base, so it's easier on Ozzy coming back, and Ozzy DHs for us.
Sure.
And then – that takes care of that for you.
Yeah.
And then my question for you is if we can send Ian Anderson down to AAA, why the hell can we not send Marcell Ozuna down there?
contract,
right?
He's like a big veteran contract.
Yeah.
So he's not like he's not eligible for whatever. What does he call it? Assignment, designate for assignment.
Yeah.
Whatever. You can't do that with him.
That's funny though.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
He'd look
that's
good funny. In a striper
shirt. And the thing about it, you call that guy hard. The only reason he's hard because Jock was acting like his handshake soft.
Yeah.
Soft.
Jock might be on that soft list that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could put golfers on toughest people in sports lists, but what Tiger Woods does just to play golf right now, it's pretty remarkable. Like, the dude can barely even walk. So to go out there and play, he's pretty tough, what he's doing right now. Todd is on I-20. Hey, Todd.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Todd.
Hey, man. All right. Y'all were talking about home, family. I need a little bit of feedback on how do I deal with this particular quick situation.
All right.
Okay. My wife's 13-year-old nephew comes to see us every summer. He's 13 now. Kid is just a teenager and is severe ADHD, but man, off the freaking hook this summer. Last year it cost me $500 when he tore up stuff in the house. This year it cost me another couple of $300, and I asked him not to do something, and he goes, well, it's not your house, it's my aunt so-and-so's house, because we just got married back in February. But anyway, he goes, well, I'm going to go get my cousin, which is my wife's son. I'm going to get him to come beat you up. And he said this about, I don't know, six times.
Whoa.
Anyway, I'd had a few, and I said, man, you know what? Send him on over. And I weighed this kid by about 70 pounds, and I shouldn't have said this, but I said, if he comes at me, I'm going to have to choke him out, which I should not have said. But anyway, so my wife's son comes over and just freaking goes, and I just left to defuse the situation. But anyway, he stole six Michael Jordan jerseys from me, a Kobe Bryant, a Lenny Bias, and a 1957 Hank Aaron jersey, and a $1,000 watch. Okay. How do I go about this?
You're going to whip his ass.
You called the wrong number,
yeah,
Todd.
You called the wrong number over time. We don't, in that situation, we don't believe in conflict resolution. You go kick his ass, all right? All right, no, you don't steal from me. And then you go, no, again, I'm not a violent man, but I believe in ass whoopings.
Yeah,
and yeah,
13 years old, you're old enough.
Yeah, you old enough to get 13, you old enough to get dumped on your neck.
And it kind of sounds like that kid needs to get
and
dumped on his neck.
And it sounds like he needs a brick to the chest.
Ooh.
No, Todd, you called the wrong ones for that one, homie. Put your hands on him. Put your hands on him.
Violence.
No, dog, he done stole all your stuff.
Violence against
and
children.
And then called you out. So what, it ain't your house? I bet Todd paid the bills in there.
If some of them,
I bet
least.
Todd paid the bills in there.
More than that kid pays. More,
oh, no, bro.
Wow, that's a tough spot,
no,
Todd.
Bro. Mm-mm. You going to go call somebody to come beat me up. Please. Again, don't believe in don't condone violence. I believe in that woman, boy. Believe in it. Well, please.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Please. I wish you.
We're praying for you, Todd. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
I'm mad. For, I'm
he
good.
Stole all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, man, I'm mad for Ty.
Me too.
Yeah.
Bo?
Yo, you put a little D in the DH and good things will happen. And we are the sexiest sports talk show in America.
Yeah, whatever.
North know what and I'm South.
North and South. My takeaway there is I just found out that the reason Michael Harris says the meow during his quotes is that Tyler Matzik told him to do it.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. And again,
and now Tyler Matzik can't tell him to do anything.
And then we got a new listener up in the Rocky Mountains, his oak tree bunker. Yes. listening to us on the Odyssey app.
My takeaway of the day is you couldn't catfish Randy because he would have had some sexy, some freaky sexy texting.
Yeah, man. I'm going to know if you're real or not.
Mm-hmm. On that note, we sound good in your back pocket, so make sure you got the app.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy and Randy, not urinal chatters.
No.
Nah.
Keep it to yourself.
Nah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll chat with Dukes and Bell live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They're there from 2 to 7 today, getting you ready for Atlanta United. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.